Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, as more Republicans join the 2024 presidential race, the competition for the GOP nomination taking form. But the question remains, how will President Biden fare against the lineup of potential candidates? So for more, we're joined live in studio this morning by KCBS insider Phil Matier and former mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, so what's your take on it?
Well, at the moment, I think Biden is in a position where he has got to offer some consideration to the lightweights, all of whom are trying to challenge him. And they are truly lightweights.
Which ones are you talking about? Who are you talking about here?
I'm talking about the entire group. I'm talking about Donald Trump all the way down to Bob.
Down to Bob.
Isn't that the guy's name in DeSantis?
Oh, Bob.
Isn't his first name is Bob?
No, it's wrong.
But Trump called him Bob.
Why is Trump so entrenched with the Republicans?
They are burdened, obviously, clearly, with Trump having set the stage. And if you go back and look at the last several elections, you know that since the time that Kansas City said it's okay to abort if you need to, everybody else has followed suit and the Republicans have lost. Trump dominates all of that, and that means no win.
It does mean fear, though. They fear him. But what about DeSantis? He made his announcement this week under, unstable circumstances on Twitter.
He made news for botching it. That's not a good way to start it.
Well, he and Elon together.
And believe me, it's totally and completely consistent. Even Newsom is having fun with Bob because he has taken the new development that Disney was going to put in Florida for millions and millions of dollars. It's coming to California, along with the 25 or 30,000 employees that it brings, and Bob can do nothing about it.
Well, wait a minute. You know, for all your jokes about the Republican, I was looking at the CNN poll today, and I got 40% of the Democrats saying that they would like to have somebody else besides Biden. I got 60% saying they'll go with Biden, but they're only going with him because they don't feel like they have a choice.
And they really don't. The Democrats must accept the fact that Biden is their candidate. He is their champion. He is the person that's going to win, and Kamala Harris is going to make sure of that her interest.
So what you're saying is that they're going to pick Biden, Biden's going to win, and then Kamala Harris is going to be president.
At some point, he may very well decide to go on back to Delaware. And if he does, Kamala Harris is going to be
president. So that's going to be the
big
issue.
So everybody has better start being nice to her.
Wait a minute. What's the over-under on that?
On what?
On Kamala being the next president during the Biden term.
Yeah, I would say that that's a pretty solid bet.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you say it's a solid bet? If he's reelected and she's the vice president?
I'm planning on it.
Okay. Well, Jennifer's taking out a second mortgage because she wants to bet with you guys on this.
She's going to be the issue then in the race, right?
She's already being made the issue in the race. As a matter of fact, the Republicans are not focusing on Trump. They're focusing on Kamala Harris. They're saying, if you elect Biden, you're going to get Harris.
And one final thing, because Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, what about him and the Nikki Haley's of the world, the alternatives?
You can't put any of those people together and break 20. That's the problem with that crowd that's running against Trump. Trump is going to stay in the 30s. The 20s are going to stay in the 20s. And Biden is going to win.
Okay. That sounds very interesting. So, gentlemen,
Did you write those numbers down? Because we'll hold them to them.
That's what I'm saying. We'll be revisiting this entire conversation.
I'm telling you, Kamala Harris wins, I'm going to make sure all of you keep your citizenship.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. You can listen to the entire interview and past Phil Mateer and Willie Brown interviews on the Odyssey app. Download the app on your smartphone and favor KCBS Radio. The interviews are posted in the on-demand section, or you can utilize Rewind to listen back to them.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.